letting it all hang out. She's a brick house.
She's a brick house. Where do you find this stuff? Jennifer, you're in the room in the engineering room with it. Don't you?
He giggles like a little girl when he finds this stuff.
I think that one is about the girls he dates.
I recognize the songs, but I didn't realize how many words I don't know. But he manages to find the ones that fit.
Our broadcast engineer, Mike Reese, always on the tip of his toes here, keeping us constantly alert as to what could be our next music bed. We're talking the miracle of maintenance-free masonry. We've talked a little bit about the history of masonry right here in particular in the great state of Arizona. One of me and Jennifer's favorite joys of living in Arizona is all the outside time and remote areas that we can get to and hike to and enjoy this great state. We've kind of made it a hobby to hike into some of these old Indian ruins that are as much as 1,000 and 1,200 years old. Masonry buildings built from the product of earth that are still standing that many years, where no one has tended to them for as long as 1,000 years, they're still standing. And I just stop and ask myself, how are we not building every home we build out of masonry? Here with special guests Dave Endres and Steve Eclair from Oldcastle Superlight. They're in here joining us. You know, guys, my dream home would be very close to Romy, like the home you built. I just haven't had the gumption to do it. But I'm nosing around for a lot right now. It's time. The last home I built for Jennifer was, I think, the year you were born. When were you born?
82.
Yeah, that's the last home I built for Jennifer. So it's probably time I build her one more home, huh?
I'm ready.
You're ready. But it's going to be an all-masonry home. Can I get Integra in the slump block look, Dave?
Absolutely.
You can. How many different surface faces can I get with this Integra block?
Any surface face we make.
Really?
We just did a house here not too long ago with our shot blasted block.
It's a little more of a colored, premier,
beautiful product. Split face, slump block. Just anything. Let your imagination lead you, Romy.
You know, the only reason I wouldn't do a slump block when I build my next one is because it to make it look good, you've got to finish the whole ranch style. And I'm not going to have any wood.
You do. That's exactly right.
On my next home. The rafters aren't going to be wood. I'm not going to do interior doors out of wood. I'm not going to hang a single sheet of drywall. I'm going to do the entire home without using... The only wood products will be cabinets, window frames, and door frames. And even those, some of the cabinets I'm going to preform in concrete and completely eliminate the cabinets on the base.
This will be the new ranch look. It'll be the maintenance-free ranch look. Do we still own the URL maintenance-free Mountain Homes of Arizona?
It's something like that, yeah. But yes.
Well, let's get another one, maintenance-free masonry homes of Arizona.
I think it's just masonry Mountain Homes is all
masonry
it is.
Mountain Homes?
Yeah.
All these people that go up there and build log cabins, I haven't figured that out yet.
You get the chink in between the woods falling out in five years.
Let's build a house that every year I have to go up there and work on for 6 months.
And it'll go up in flames if a fire ever goes through.
I like the slump block look because I do like that adobe look. And I would probably do a colored mortar wash that, again, I wouldn't have to touch it or paint it for the life of the mortgage, for the life of the house. Gives it kind of that washed adobe look. It would be probably a metal roof. I probably would forego all... I mean, there's a house that's just been built down the street from me. They don't have one painted surface on the entire exterior of the house. It's like my dream home. But I would probably have some lumber because in slump block, you're exactly right, Romy. You have to get some rough sawn timbers in there somewhere as headers or, you know, fascia or something. But it's going to be your style floor. It's going to be concrete style floor. I love the way you stamped your brands into your floor. That was really cool.
A friend of mine had a cattleman registry book from 1913, and I just scrolled through it and picked out brands I liked, and then had a company called Flatou make the replica of the brand. Then you put the brand after the concrete's poured and finished, you put this Flatou on, then you use acid gel and it removes the cream off the top of the concrete, then you go back and color it. So I had all these black cattle brands that were actually registered Arizona cattle brands.
It was cool.
And the rest was a rustic acid wash.
That's a great idea.
It really looked good.
Everyone that walks in, that's the first thing they say is, what's this floor? What's this floor?
Concrete.
Well, you know, you also get the advantage of the thermal mass. You've got this great thermal storage battery there that helps keep that house cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Oh, you wouldn't believe. We would keep the house at 68 degrees, and at noon when it goes to your on peak demand time, the air conditioning wouldn't kick on till 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's the whole idea behind thermal mass. And we have done that with Integra. We did some stuff with SRP and APS years ago where they asked us to come up with a block. So it was similar to our regular Integra block, but it had a thicker face shell that went to the inside. And then they typically put some sort of plaster finish to it. And there again, the perfect thermal mass situation.
Yeah. And in this perfect home, I'll have a diamond polished interior. And it'll take longer.
Wall. That's right. The finish of the block on the wall.
And that way, you know, we'll run all the conduit as the masonry's getting stacked. So you won't have to fur any interior wall.
It's super clean. It's super hypoallergenic. Done correctly, you could reduce spring cleaning to about 30 minutes with a power washer inside your house, right?
There you go.
And that 30 minutes is taking down your paintings and moving the couch.
If people realize how – I've said this for as long as I've been in the business. If people realize how filthy carpet is, there would not be another – all the carpet mills would go out of business. Maybe area rugs that you can roll up and send to the dry cleaners and clean twice a year, but carpet in wall-to-wall carpet, nothing filthier. Now, let's talk about masonry a little bit. I want the slump block look. What other looks are available? And in that Integra – I can go variable thickness, right? Your standard is a 6-inch block?
A 6-inch for Integra, but actually most masonry is actually 8-inch product.
8 inches, right? Yeah. I think I'd go with 8 just for the simplicity of conversion and modulars in my head, jam widths and everything. I'd order all my jams the wrong width if I did a 6-inch wall. Yep. So we got an 8-inch Integra wall. I want it slump block. What other finishes are available?
You know, and it's funny. You guys mentioned, well, if you go with something like slump, you're automatically going to a more traditional ranch style. But one of the fun things that's happening in Arizona architecturally is how people will play with the old and the new. And I look at a community right now out in the Far East Valley called Eastmark that's really got a real contemporary feel. And they're using a ton of slump block out there in conjunction with some shot blasted masonry in different heights, a lot of metal panels, flat roofs, and you get a really playful, contemporary look with what is normally considered a traditional product.
And I do like when I see masonry with various finishes, where you've got the smooth finish mixed with the split face. I'm going to have to go drive out to this East Valley place now just to see it. That sounds fascinating. One thing I've kind of looked at in a couple natural housing books that have been written are the concept of a circular floor plan. So you eliminate a lot of interior airspace. You don't have to cool. You put the kitchen in the middle and then the rooms around the side, around the edges in the circular pattern. Can y'all do an arcing wall with Integra?
We can and have in the past. It has to be a fairly large radius. You know, you can't do it too tight.
Sure.
You can do a fairly large radius with Integra.
Well, let's talk about some of the other things that are new in masonry. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about the Enduramax veneer system, which is an insulated stone veneer system. What else have y'all got going?
Speaking of veneers again as well, we're seeing a real transition, not only in our market, but in markets around the country towards veneers. And here we see a lot of manufactured stone being done on the outside of typical production houses, and Oldcastle has a new product called Hillcrest. It'll be our first profile, and we've got another two coming after that, where we're actually manufacturing a lightweight veneer product, but not in a traditional manufactured stone version. So it's actually through color. It's got a higher compressive strength and a lot of the durability that comes along with the products that we typically manufacture in our equipment. That product's called Hillcrest.
I mean, we've all but wiped out concrete driveways and sidewalks. We've converted them all to pavers because it's so indestructible. So this system y'all have is really a paver for a vertical wall.
A little bit, but it's got a really nice stone look, just real similar to what you get with some of our innovative paver designs with our Belgard line.
Think indestructible. That's what I think about when I see it. Let's talk about this other product y'all have come up with, this InsulTech. Really an innovative product.
Yeah, and talking about contemporary design, InsulTech is another product where we take the traditional values of masonry and we offer it in a highly insulated fashion. What we're doing is actually manufacturing two different concrete masonry units, a backup unit that can be reinforced, and then a face unit, and those.
The backup unit is your conventional, just think 8816. That's your conventional CMU unit, but it's engineered for this attaching process you've got.
Absolutely, and there's actually a polystyrene piece that goes in between those that's actually inserted to create a single unit that the mason lays at the same time. The beauty of that, and I'm thinking about your house right now, Romy, that you're dreaming about, is that you can do one color, one finish on the inside of that wall and a completely different finisher color on the outside.
That's cool.
Yeah, and there's drainage patterns through the wall, so you're getting a true thermal break, highly insulated, but...
Moisture management.
Moisture management and sound attenuation and the mass that we've been talking about all morning.
InsulTech. Now, how long have y'all been working on that?
It's really new for us. The product came out about a year ago. We just started to advertise it in Architectural Record. And we've done a couple of buildings in other parts of the country. Our first building here in Arizona will be actually for eBay. And that will go into construction in October.
Yeah, they're getting ready to start on that pretty quick, aren't they?
Yep.
Where is that going?
About 3rd Street and Indian School.
Right. Okay. All right. How big a building is that?
That's a pretty good sized building. I don't know the exact square footage.
What did they tear down to go over?
They're just shoehorning it into a very small spot.
Really? Interesting.
But it'll be this InsulTech system.
That's right.
Oh, that'll be interesting to watch. Hey, folks, we're here visiting with the guys from Oldcastle Superlight talking about the miracle of maintenance-free masonry. Those of you that are regular listeners of the show know about the Romero's fascination with masonry and the fact that we're not building with anything but masonry every and any chance that we get. Our dream homes are all masonry. When we get back, we'll come back and talk about some of the challenges that masonry can present and how those are all manageable. We're going to talk about masonry property fences. We're going to talk about efflorescence. We're going to be talking about that surface degradation you see sometimes in a moisture situation. All manageable. And it's all with masonry. Maintenance free masonry. More when we get back.